girls basketball coaches program tonight on WOSQ and on ZaleskiSports.com with Jason Zaleski. I'm Gene Delisio. Our next guest, Marcia Tiger, girls basketball coach Heidi Michael, is joining us. And Heidi, welcome to our program. Thanks for being with us this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And boy, it's a lot of fans excited to have you back in the Marcia Tiger girls basketball program. And let's talk about, first of all, your return, how that has gone coming in this year.
I think it's been a pretty smooth transition. I think it's, you know, starts in the summer. You spend some time with the girls, contact days, league, you see them, you do some fun things off the court. And then I think it just really transferred right into the season. You know, you have a lot of kids that are three sport athletes, so you don't really get your hands on them until their sports are done, besides an open gym that you see them during the week. But, you know, once, you know, the big thing we talked about was just getting the reps on a daily basis once you got in practice. And what we've seen is that they've been really excited to be there. They're having a lot of fun. And I just think that day-to-day repping is, they're progressing very, very nicely.
How much did you know about this group before you came and took the job this year?
You know, I knew them, you know, they were really young when I had stepped away, but you knew the kids. I see them around town. Some live in my neighborhood type of thing. So it's not like I was unaware of who they were, but to know them on a, you know, more, a closer basis, I really didn't. So it's been a process getting to know them. I think anytime, you know, you come in, you really have to. I think the big thing I talked to them about was, you know, I'm going to be the same way every single day that I walk in the gym. And I think that's going to come, that trust is going to come with time. And so, you know, we're 3 weeks in or 3.5 weeks in. And I just think I feel really good about where we're at. I feel like that trust level is growing each and every day. I think game two went better than game one. Just the communication that we're having, the way the coaches all talk to them in practice and then out of practice. And so I see really, really good things happening. It just takes time.
In high school basketball, especially maybe in high school girls basketball, how important is it to really know your players on a personal level?
I think it's everything. I said that before. I think the relationships you build with these young ladies goes a long way. If they trust you, if they are willing to work for you, you can get a lot of things accomplished. And this group of individuals, young ladies, they're great kids. They are great young adults in the community. They are fun to be around. They bring an enormous amount of energy. And so I just think when you build that relationship, the daily seeing them every single day, whether it's a text or at practice, I just think it goes a long ways when they trust you and they get to know you the more the season goes on.
Well, if you would, fill us in on some of these young ladies, where they fit in for you this year.
You know, you have the returners. You know, a lot of kids are coming back from last year. You have, I think, starting with Zeta Colbeck, who brings a lot of intensity to our team. She brings, you know, I had people come watch the first couple games and they say the same thing. She just gets after it every second of every game. And so you know what you're going to get from her on a daily basis. Mackenzie Holm is the same way. She's probably the loudest in our group of girls, but she brings that energy. And that with that energy comes, you know, people are wanting to work harder. They have fun at practice. You have the Ridgeway twins who really they're just so athletic. They can get after it on the defensive end. They are looking to get up the floor as fast as possible. And then you have a couple kids that came back out that didn't play the last year, and that's Devin Lemoyne and Lauren Katzenberg, and they've been real great additions to what was already a really good group of individuals. And so I think that's been really fun to see their meshing with this group. You have Delaney Varsho, who rounds out that senior group. I think I got them all. And they, you know, she's someone that's been there all the way. I remember when she was a little kid when I was still coaching. And so to see her finish this out as a senior is really, really great. And then two juniors in Haley Klum and Kylie Loffenberg. Haley Klum has a lot of really, really good post moves. She's just like that kid that has a pretty high basketball IQ. And so she kind of makes everyone around her better. She, you know, like I said, she sits down in that post, but she's also very patient in the post. And when she's able to do that, she kind of knows what's going around behind her, and she's able to make a good pass out of that post if she's not going to put it up on the board. So we just have a good mix of a lot of different attributes that all together make us an interesting team.
you know, you don't have that big standout player from previous years that is coming back this year. But you mentioned Haley, and I think the upside for her is really high. She can she showed flashes of athleticism last year that make it look like she could really develop into that type of ball player.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we've seen that the first two games. She does everything right. You know, she cuts when she's supposed to. She sits in the post when she's supposed to. She makes the pass out when she's supposed to. So there's just there's so many good things. She rebounds well. And like I said, she just has a pretty high basketball IQ as far as what's going on around her. And that comes with playing a lot of basketball throughout the summer, not just with us, but on AAU team as well. So she has a lot of minutes that she's logged all summer. And it definitely you can tell that, you know, watching her play as much as we have so far this year. You add that with some of the really quick guards or even, you know, I wouldn't say we're not big. And so we play we want to play faster than perhaps other teams will. And so just trying to find a happy medium between playing too fast and having bad things happen or playing fast enough so that good things happen for us.
Not many coaches walk into a situation where they have they inherit a three-year starting point guard. So what's it like having Zeta out there for you?
It's beautiful. I'm very much enjoying her. And like I said, as I get to know her more and more, she's just a kid that's just really willing to do whatever you ask of her. She's like that extension on the floor of the coach. And so she gets after it every single day. We joked with Mackenzie Holm and her the other day. They always match up against each other, and they really just go at it. And sometimes I've seen in the past you have two girls that go at it like that, they can get ornery with one another, but they just really seem to bring out the best in one another and are big enough to say, you know, good job, good shot, and then get right back after it if someone beats them at it. So that's been great to have, you know, both of those. But Zeta being a three-year starter, we're looking, you know, her first two games, she can score the ball really, really well. I think what we're, you know, what we talked about with her, she's a kid that probably could score more, but she's making that choice of, okay, I can score this much if that's my only goal, but what we really want her to do is make everyone around her better, and she sure has done that the first two games.
Any attributes or strengths on this year's ball club, you think?
I just think, you know, our energy. We bring that energy on the defensive end. We have to play defense. That's kind of been, that's what we told them from the first time we walked in the gym. Our calling card is going to be that relentless defensive pressure, but also just being annoying, getting our hands on the ball, coming up with the 50-50 balls. They just never give up on a play. We've been in the first two games that we've had it not go particularly well at times throughout that game, and these kids just never put their heads down. They just keep coming at it and keep working really hard, and because of it, it keeps us in games that whether we're scoring the ball or not.
I would think that with the athleticism on this year's team, that defense could be a real strength on this year's ball club.
For sure. I said we're not big, but we're all kind of the same size, which is, you know, 5'9", 5'7", 5'10", perhaps. But they are really they're longer than you would even think. So when you're playing out there, they just get their hands on a lot of things. And we have to play defense because we can go for stretches without being able to score the ball. And so the only way that you can offset that is by getting after it on the defensive end, and that's definitely what we've been preaching every single day.
Let's turn to Jason Zaleski for some thoughts on Tiger basketball. Jason?
Yeah, Coach, let's go back to those first two games. I want to know what you think you learned and what the girls learned. You faced two premier offensive players in this state. Ellie O'Keefe, two games after you left, crossed her 1,000-point threshold on Saturday. She scored a bunch against you. And then Rowan Klesmet, just a baller. what did you and the girls learn in those what turned out to be two losses, Eau Claire Memorial and Nina?
I think the first game, it was just, I would say that we all felt like it didn't click as well as we wanted it to that first game, but we saw flashes of what we thought we want to be or what we want to be as a team. Defensively, we got our hands on a lot of things. We out-rebounded them, I think. We had the O-boards. We set goals for what we want at O-boards. It shows that you're being aggressive. We want to come up with those 50-50 balls. We did all those things. Now we have to trust the process on the offensive end. And by that means when things are not going well, you cannot the big thing is you can't shoot off the first pass in a lot of situations. You got to work the ball and get your teammates the best possible look. And so fighting that urge when things are not going well to think that you're the only one that can score off that first pass. So I think we found that in that first game. And we came back the next days in practice and we just talked a lot about, okay, you got to fight the urge to do what you want to do and you have to work as that team. And what we saw, not only in practice, but it parlayed into that Neenah game, we moved the ball really, really well. Now, we didn't shoot as well as we wanted to, but we saw much improvement on the offensive end. You know, defensively, we did okay. We did a lot of really, really good things. O'Keefe and Klesmet, great offensive players. You know, Klesmet was probably quicker than I even thought, you know, watching tape or seeing her at times. She's just so good with the ball. But in both those games, we had opportunities to come up with the win. And, you know, what can we learn from it? What can we take away from it? And we saw the improvement from game one to game two. And now we just have to go out and put it all together to get a win.
Yeah, sometimes those are ones you put in the bank and recall later on in the season. Sports is fun, especially high school sports. The kids are having fun. They come out because they want to have fun. Mm-hmm. I want to know how you keep it fun right now because you've got a two-week layoff. What in the world do you and the girls do for 2 weeks without a game?
Well, we keep everything. We gamify everything. You know, everything we do, we're going to put a time on the clock and we're trying to meet a goal. I think that's really fun. We play a game that we incorporate our JV in and they ask every day, can we do that? Okay. We'll put the, you know, this much time on it. We're going to be down this much. So you have a set amount of time to, you know, get back to where you want to be. And so we do make things a game situation with clock and time and goals. And I think a lot goes to the way these girls come into practice every day. I said that before. They have fun working hard. And I think working hard is a skill and not everyone has it. And this group definitely does. And, you know, whether it's all of them or half of them, it's winning out. So they are thriving on getting after each other and getting better. They want to have a successful season and you have to work hard in order to make that happen.
Marshfield 11-1 last year in conference, Spash 11-1. Conference champion on the goal list this year?
For sure. I said to someone, I don't ever go into a game and think, oh, I hope we keep it close. I literally think that we should be able to win every game. That's my personality. And so that's the way I'm going to coach them. I have high expectations. So that's always on the list of things you want to accomplish. It's a tall order. I know that. We saw Spash this summer, and you know what they have. And it's going to be one of those games that you get yourself ready for. But I think the thing that we've talked about, you get better every day. We want to be playing the best basketball at the end of the year. And so we know that through the course of a season, you're going to go through ups and downs. And the teams that come out of that together are the ones that are successful. And so, okay, it's started out a little bumpy as far as not being able to get wins, but you stick together and you keep getting better each and every day, and good things happen when you do that. So I go to every game thinking we're going to win, so that's always going to be the top of my list.
NFL head coach Herm Edwards famously quipped, you play to win the game.
Correct.
And that's a great mentality. Lastly for me, I want to talk about some coaching matchups. I mentioned Spash. You and Janelle have some things in common, both collegiate student athletes. She happened to be a number one overall pick at the professional level. So, but how do you think about, coaching matchups and in dealing with that part of the game?
Well, anytime you have someone that has been as well versed as she has been in the basketball world, whether it was playing in, you know, I remember I took over the year after she graduated. And I thought to myself, I'm glad I don't have to prepare for her because she was literally one of the best passing posts I've ever seen. Yeah. And then to watch her progress and play at Minnesota and then go on to the WNBA. I mean, it's cool for me. You know, I'm much older than her. Just being able to get a chance to see her in action on the sideline, that's exciting for me to see. Her kids do a great job. She's running a pretty good ship over there. And so we'll do our best. But, like I'm a fan in that way, you know, as much as anything, just because of the things that she has accomplished.
I'm going to see Coach McCarville in a couple of days. I'll remind her of the age discrepancy
right.
On
sure
your behalf.
Knows that. Yeah. I'm sure she knows that.
Yeah, Gene?
Yeah, she was a great passing post. Well, she was no Megan Maslowski.
I'm going to tell Megan you said that.
She was. Well, Megan was pretty good.
Yes. I would agree.
How about your coaching staff for this year?
Jess LeMoyne, she's a teacher up at the high school, came back. She coached back, years ago with me. She is my varsity assistant, along with Chad Rasmussen, who also coached with me for many years. Kristen Brandt is the JV coach, and so she's there every day. And then Darren Kurth is doing the freshman, our JV2 team as well. So we have a great group that have really jumped on board, and we're working hard to be the best we can be this year.